أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا وقعت الواقعة ليس لوقعتها كاذبة. The previous surah was Surah Al-Rahman, in which Allah Ta'ala mentioned His great Qudrat at the beginning, and then the punishment for the wrongdoers, and then the reward for those people who do right. The surah similarly also describes three groups of people. And the one group, the disbelievers, may Allah save us completely from that, give us mort on Iman. And then in the believers, there are two groups, those who are the extremely righteous and pious, and those others which are not so pious. So the surah is called Waqi'ah, that is a happening. The happening is of the day of Qiyamah, and like a waqi'ah is something that has happened already, a waqi'ah that has taken place. It is so sure that it is going to happen that it is referred to as a thing that is already, that has already happened. So sure it is, and it's definitely going to happen. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu on one occasion said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that suddenly you have aged so much already, and you have become weak, like an aged old person. How come suddenly you have become so old and so aged? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a number of surahs, amongst them Surah Waqi'ah also. He said, these surahs have made me old. That is, when the reality strikes one of mort, it's not just a person of dying and leaving this world, but he goes through a real ordeal at the time of mort, when ruh is being taken out. And then the life of the qabr. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that this life of this dunya is a very short life. When a person dies, then it will be, and how many have died, how long ago? They are all lying in their qabr all this time. And we will be lying in the qabr until the first trumpet is sounded for Qiyamah to come in. So what a long time. And when the first trumpet will be sounded, and then the world will come to an end. And then again, what a long time there will be till the time the second trumpet is sounded, and now Qiyamah will come in. The day the resurrection will take place. And when that resurrection takes place, that is another day which is a very long day. كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةً 50,000 years long. And all that depends how we spend our time here now in this world. And according to just one day of the Akhirat, a person's average lifespan of 60-70 years is not even 2 minutes. So in this 2 minutes, if we've pleased Allah, and the more we have pleased Him, then forever, this whole period, we were, and after that, Maulana said, it's either Jannat, may Allah grant us all Jannat inshallah, or it is Jahannam, may Allah save us, and then that is forever and ever. So this worldly life is a very short, very, very short life. And this life we have to try and live it properly, so that that whole long life we can live, we can have enjoyment. When Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was on his dying bed, Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was the Khalifa at the time, went and visited him. Asked him, what is wrong? What's your problem? He was in his last moments of his death. He said, my sins are my problem. And this is when also a person, usually a person only thinks of the good that he does. Or even in the past, the sins that we have committed, they are our worst enemies. And they are the snakes and scorpions and the fire and the torches in our lives, but we don't think about it. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, a very, very great sahabi. Of course, he did not have any sins like that. But these people were so conscious. And we live in open sin all the time, but we are not conscious at all. Then he said, have you got any need? He said, yes, the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. That gives a person great hope. The maghfirat of Allah Ta'ala and the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. And that is what we need. Then he said, should I organize and arrange for a doctor for you? He said, my doctor has made me sick. Referring to Allah Ta'ala. Sickness comes from Allah, cure comes from Allah. So Allah has made me sick, though we don't refer to it that Allah gives sickness. We say, if we got sick, But Allah is the one who gave shifa. But in reality, everything is from Allah Ta'ala. Then he said, should I not fix for you a certain allowance, then you can live by that? He said, you can see I'm dying. What am I going to do with an allowance? He said, then your daughters, and he had several daughters, then they can carry on living. So he said that I've taught each one of them Surah Waqi'ah. And I've heard from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a person who reads Surah Waqi'ah every night, poverty and want will never come to that person. So this is a great surah, and in it we are taught there are three groups of people that are discussed in this surah also, and the happenings that will happen on the day of Qiyamah. All these things, how Qiyamah will come, and all this, if a person pays attention and he becomes concerned about it, he will correct his life. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.